Now, when we come to verse 20, and here is where I regret that the new Scofield Bible doesn't put down flat-footed here what the old Scofield Bible did. The vision of the Jewish remnant in the Great Tribulation. And how do you know that? Verse 20. It shall come to pass in that day. Now, we have seen that day is the day of the Lord that begins with the Great Tribulation period. That the remnant of Israel and such as are escaped to the house of Jacob shall no more again stay upon him that smote them, but shall stay upon the Lord, the Holy One of Israel in truth. Now, I think this reached beyond the Assyrian of that day, and it moves down to the last days, which will be the Great Tribulation period. And you have, beginning with verse 28, one of the most remarkable sections of prophecy. Now, I'm not going to deal with it in detail, but it gives certain geographical locations, all of them north of Jerusalem, and it shows the route that the invader from the north took in that day, and the route that apparently when Gog of the land of Magog comes down against Israel in the last days, in that day. And this is something made very clear in the 38th and 39th of Ezekiel. We believe that is Russia. Now, will you notice? Aiath is the first place. That's about 15 miles north of Jerusalem. Migron is south of Aiath, down toward Jerusalem, and here was the pass where Jonathan got a victory over the Philistines. And I understand General Allenby used this same place to get a victory over Turkey. And then Geba and Ramah, about 6 miles north of Jerusalem. Anathoth, about 3 miles. That's the place that Jeremiah came from. And Laish is the extreme north of Palestine in the tribe of Dan. He came out of that area. Madmima is a dung hill, garbage dump, north of Jerusalem. Geban is probably north of Jerusalem. Exact site, not exactly known. And Nob, the last place mentioned here, is north of Jerusalem and inside of the city. This clearly marks the passage of the enemy. Now, God says, behold, the Lord of hosts shall lop the bough with terror. The high ones of stature shall be hewn down, and the haughty shall be humbled. God intervenes and delivers his people. And this is a reference, I believe, to the second coming of Christ to establish his kingdom. Verse 34, he shall cut down the thickets of the forest with iron, and Lebanon shall fall by a mighty one. And I believe that is the coming of Christ to the earth.